development procedures bylaw, the process the committee will follow is the applicant will be heard next, or first, followed by those in support of the application. Next, those registered in opposition are heard, followed by those registered for information. Finally, the applicant may return to speak in rebuttal to comments made. However, no new information is permitted. Please note that when your name is called, it is your opportunity to speak. However, you are not obligated to do so. This is the public hearing process brochure, copies of which are available at the registration table. This brochure contains an overview of the process and other information pertaining to what happens before, during, and after a public hearing. As information, all public hearings are recorded and will be part of the public record. Should you have any questions after the public hearing is concluded, please contact the City Clerk's Department. Item 1 is a rezoning at 851 Taché Avenue under file DAZ-208 of 2013 in accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and the Development Procedures Bylaw. This is a combined hearing and the following item will be also heard at the same time, namely Item 2 is a variance at 851 Taché Avenue under file DAV-109-813 of 2013-D.
I have just two people here registered, one the applicant and another for information. Call Riel Ryu down. Let us know what it is you want to do here. Just give us a run through of what it is you're planning to do here and why you need the rezoning.
The rezoning is because the existing land is zoned industrial at the corner of Taché and Hébert, and there's right now a single-family dwelling that exists on the property as a non-conforming right. And looking at the property to develop in order to coincide with the North St. Boniface secondary plan. And by doing so, it permits me to develop at 55 units an acre, which the calculation comes out to six units for that particular piece of property. So therefore, what was proposed is parking on the main floor with six units above it.
So it's 7 units, 75 feet.
Six units, 75 feet.
Main floor parking, though.
Yeah.
Correct.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah. One level of parking, then six units.
Six units top. Above. Yeah.
Obviously, you've consulted with your neighbors. There's not a lot of people.
I consult the neighbors. Yeah.
One gentleman for information. Last time you were here, Dayal, you were concerned about some of the requirements that were in the, or some of the conditions that were in the ACG coordinating group.
The Public Works Department?
Yes.
Issues? Yeah, their requirements. It is pretty extensive dollars in regards to paying for the road and have only six people pay for those roads, because that's, at the end of the day, the developer hands those costs onto the development. It is a pricey cost that wasn't calculated in our first round of calculations, but after assessing the situation, for example, we could come back and request for a 25% increase in density in order to help pay for the road, or do we accept the development as such and hope we can make it up in the marketing process and charging more money for the units and pay for the road.
Last time you were here, you spoke as if the costs involved was a deal breaker.
It is a deal breaker, but
it is a deal breaker.
I mean, it is a deal breaker, but at this point in time, like, I can sit here and you know, justifying a 25% increase is justifiable. The same token, I like to choose my right to pay for the road and hope they can make it up in the marketing.
I have an email that you sent to Phil Schiegel on Friday requesting for an increase in density. Therefore, we will be requesting that the increase in density be permitted. Is that something that you still want to act upon?
By that point in time, to this point in time, what I'm looking at is for example, where do I get the permission to request 25% increase? And if so, I have to go back to the drawing board. I have to redraw the building. I got to accommodate for these extra two units, because the calculation will then become to eight units. That would give me two extra units. But I looked at the time I invested up to date with the surprise of the power, the Public Works Department's cost, and I'm assessing what I have to deal with in regards to, in the future. If I have to request 25%, that means I have to go back to the drawing board, rescind my application, reapply for a new application, and yet still come to the point where I could be rejected based on the density like, I don't know who approves the density, but there is no, it appears there's no process in the system where we can go to and get that process approved prior to drawings and everything. So I got a problem with restarting the...
Can I, real judges, counsel, in here you've got one of the requests is an increase in height from 60 feet to 75 feet. So at 60 feet, this would make absolutely no economic sense whatsoever.
No, the calculation, you can't squeeze
so
six floors on.
You're only required to pay for your share, which is only your frontage, right?
Correct, but I'm getting charged for both sides till the next developer comes in, and he'll, I guess, reimburse me, right?
Isn't the road already in?
There's a road in, but it's not it's asphalt, or it's gravel, isn't it?
It's somewhat asphalted. I don't know what the terms are, but it's...
Oh, I see. So he has the front end to cost the full road, but it's recoverable.
Just his frontage part.
Just his frontage, but both sides, right?
Because it's a corner street, yeah.
So he has to pay for both sides?
Oh, on I see. Like,
on the road,
He's a corner lot.
Taché and Hébert?
Taché,
And Hébert will always stay as an open right-of-way? There's stuff in behind you?
Well, that's where your there's an industrial property between Rail's land and the river.
There is two parcels of land. One is the former spur line of CN Rail line, which is 20 feet, and then there's the private property, which is, again, another industrial lot.
And Riel, have you tried doing this, talking with the people in behind? Because these charges would apply to them, I would imagine, as well.
No, because the frontages only affect my property.
But, I mean, I think we know that in the long run, that whole corner there should not be industrial, should be residential.
I agree. But...
Well, if Councillor Vandel's of the mind to let this move forward tonight, you have what you have. It might get blown up at Property and Development Committee, or it may get blown up at Council or EPC as well, because this is a very strange application. The amount of variances, the height, and such a small piece of land. It seems to me that there's a better way to skin this cat, and it's by dealing with the whole chunk of land.
Correct. We're also in the process of doing that. But there is no guarantees in negotiating with the existing landowners in order to participate for the consolidation of those properties. So at this time...
Well, but their value comes as you know, the chances of them getting redeveloped ever as M2 land, or your land getting redeveloped as M2, are slim and none, I would imagine, other than just leaving them in the way their existing use is. So at some point, they're going to have to face that burden. So to be able to get their designation now as multifamily, which would appear to be the way that the community is going, would make sense. Because the reason I say that is because if it goes through and it gets kicked out higher up, I mean, you basically have lost your application fee.
I've lost it anyways at this point.
Well,
in time.
No, but if you would, and you can't withdraw for 2 years. If Councillor Vandel is eager to create a better planning process here and have the planners engage with the rest of the property owners, and I don't know if we can actually do that, we may be able to at least save your fee as part of that process.
If you thought the best thing to do would be to withdraw and keep working with the other owners, I mean, I would certainly try to get the fees waived if you were to make a reapplication in a few months.
Yeah, but see, in regards to the process, here I stumble across the fact that we got to pay for the roads and et cetera, right? And under the secondary plan, it indicates that we can develop at so many square feet, 55 units per acre, and in the event there's costs that are unforeseen, like infrastructure costs such as roads, as this particular case may be, then the 25% increase is requested. The problem I have is that when we come forward as developers, and we have, for example, exactly the situation, right, where I come forth, I design within the parameters of what is being asked for, and then I get stuck with an expensive bill as a road, and then I have to come back, resend, and apply for 25% more density, which there's no guarantee I'll get unless this committee can accept pre-approve the 25% increase based on what has to happen in the corner. Then I can go back to the drawing board and design the building accordingly. But there's somehow through the pre-application process, in this case, you're obviously... Sorry.
Let me ask the planner. What's the right process for him to make an application for more density, that 25% bonus?
We do send an application through zoning and permits. It is a little bit obscure even for them because we don't see a lot of these. And when we do bring them forward, we do a brief report to the community committee that gets accepted or rejected within the minutes. The public meeting portion, the 4:30 to 5 o'clock portion at that time.
So in this case, he's already here with an application that's been laid over twice.
Right.
This process is, it's not applicable to this process.
No, the issue here ends up being that all the other ones, I researched this morning, all the other ones that we've had either had the proper underlying zoning in place, RMFL, that would allow a higher density anyhow, mm-hmm. or there was one instance where there was an amendment to the secondary plan for that allowed for higher units anyhow. So it didn't apply. But in this case, his zoning is requested to be residential multifamily medium, which caps his units under his zoning. Okay. So he actually needs a variance to go above and beyond with the 25% increase. This is one way to do it. Or another way to do it is request a rezoning for RMFL and then also perhaps request the density variance. Usually at the same time, we've most often seen them, in fact, all of the applications we've seen came later for a density increase with the North St. Boniface.
So in terms of his probably his best option now would be to withdraw this application if you wanted more density.
If he's looking at 8 units, that's the part that I've tried to explain that makes it difficult for us because one, it's going to be a brand new application. It's hard. I wrote a report based on a drawing that I saw for one example. Adding 2 more units, I don't know if you're adding height, you're adding stories. It probably makes sense to apply for a rezoning, and if not, apply for the variance. You'd have to apply for the variance. Like, there's no way around that.
I understand that.
Can
I suggest something?
The other thing,
all developers on that.
The other issue we have today is that we lose control of this. It automatically has, whether we make a recommendation today or not, it goes forward to PP&D or to EPC. Mm-hmm. So you don't have the ability to interact with the area councillor anymore if you leave the application alive.
As in the future projects or as in future?
No, application, yeah. If Dan says, okay, you want it to proceed and he agrees to let it proceed,
he has dealt with.
He can't lay it over anymore. By our rules, mm-hmm. this is the maximum amount of layovers. So it leaves this group today and it goes up the ladder. So we can set it forward without a recommendation, but it's out of Dan's control then.
Another question. First of all, you were going to say something.
Yeah, I was just going to suggest something, like just on behalf of all developers that are going to be developing on specifically La Rue Taché, because we know the specific lands that are left to be developed. Right, and every developer is going to come forth is going to request a 25% increase in order to justify the cost of the service agreements or public works requirements. So wouldn't it be wise to look at particularly like a district zone, look at Taché and draw the line on what properties are going to be affected by the 25% increase, make that public, have the community accept it, because it's quite evident that it's the only way you're going to get the new road in and the sewer and the water. And then, therefore, then the developers come forth. They only have one application to do, and that's just to respect the 25% increase and be responsible for paying their share of the infrastructure that's missing.
Well, I'll talk to Rob about that once we're through this one. There's a 20-foot spur line just immediately west of your property.
Correct.
Have you made application to purchase that?
I've made connection with, I believe it's Kim Cosman from Real Estate, Synchronic Big Real Estate. She is waiting to hear back from CNR upon a release from them in regards before she can proceed and permit the property to be considered, I guess, surplus land or whatever process required. But I did make a request that I was interested in acquiring whatever lands available out of that portion.
Okay. What else is there?
How big is the site?
5,200 square feet?
70 feet by 76 feet. There is a clause in here, if this were to go forward and be approved, you understand you have to come back to Riel Community Committee for plan approval?
Correct.
Before you get any permits, building or development permits for plans for the proposed buildings, location, design of accessory parking, private approaches, garbage enclosures, fencing, landscaping, and signage?
Yep.
And third one is that if this application is not proceeded with expeditiously and the bylaws not enacted within 24 months, the matter shall be deemed to be concluded.
Correct.
Does that mean, Robert, that the old rezoning comes back after 24 months?
Yeah, if the bylaw is not initiated, it's concluded. It remains.
Okay. And you realize that there is, well, you know about the servicing agreement. There's significant costs in there, and there's no flexibility in there. You have to.
You can't get the road in unless you pay for it. It's basically the services. So there's no.
And
way
if you don't, and if you don't pay for it, there's no permits that are going to be.
I totally understand.
Okay.
Maybe stand down, Riel. We'll see if the other party wants to talk or has any questions or comments, and then we'll call you back in rebuttal. Maybe have a little further chat. Brian, you're fine. Brian Wall is the other person here for information. He's waving that he's okay. Riel, you can come back just in case we have any further conversation, discussions, questions, anything? Anybody? You're good?
No, Brian? I'm good.
We're going to deal with it as a live application?
Yeah.
Okay. I guess we're going to deal with it. We don't need anything else in rebuttal. Just one last shot. If you want to withdraw the application now would be the chance.
I refuse that.
Okay.
Okay. I'll move the reports of public service be taken as read.
All those in favor? Contrary? Carried.
I'll move the receipt of representations be concluded.
All those in favor, contrary, carried.
I will move that the recommendation of the Winnipeg Public Service be concurred in and forwarded to EPC via the priority rezoning.
Okay. I just want to make a comment here that this is not something that this is a little complicated in this area, and it's very I know it's very difficult for Councillor Vandel to deal with this. Just on its face, it's something that I wouldn't support, but I don't have enough depth or history in this area that